Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the House has turned out a fresh budget for the new year. It's been signed into law, and there's some interesting increases in this year's budget that are targeted to some places where Pennsylvania's really needed some help. And one of those has to do with dealing with a tick-borne disease that is extremely widespread and has really targeted Pennsylvania quite badly. What's going on here?
Well, I was proud that we were able to pass the 2018-2019 budget with no new taxes, but also focusing on our priorities. And so the budget addresses many of our state's critical health needs by directing resources to several important line items, including Lyme disease. With Pennsylvania leading the nation in the number of Lyme disease cases, $2.5 million in state funding will help combat and treat those affected by the disease. Efforts will include building a more robust Lyme disease prevention and education program, conducting more well-rounded surveillance through activities like a statewide environmental survey, and improving participation in tick-borne disease surveillance with providers and local health departments. The funding specifically addresses many of the recommendations outlined by the Lyme Disease Task Force created by the General Assembly in 2014. Other health-related funding priorities in this year's budget include increases to support the state's West Nile virus and Zika virus control program, enhanced efforts to take care of those with intellectual disabilities, and new home visiting services that will be offered to families affected by the opioid epidemic. Biotechnology research, ALS support services, and regional cancer centers also received increases in the budget.
There were also some fresh efforts in this budget to take a look at how human services funds are delivered and to create some efficiencies within these programs. What's going on?
To help ensure a more efficient delivery of human services programs in Pennsylvania, the Human Services Code portion of the 2018-2019 state budget package contained reforms and updates that will seek to save taxpayer money while still taking care of our most vulnerable citizens. Act 40 of 2018 makes several changes to the state's Medicaid program to ensure maximum efficiency, including new ways for counties to provide non-emergency medical transportation services to eligible and enrolled medical assistance recipients. Another change establishes two Medicaid outcome-based programs to increase efficiency in hospital services and managed care programs. Finally, the new law aims to reduce long-term care expenses by providing information about the Living Independent for the Elderly program to individuals seeking long-term care services and supports. Studies show that seniors recover faster and have a better quality of life in their own residences.
There was also some legislation that was worked on and signed into law that will help parents who have children who are affected by the opioid epidemic. What's going on here?
That's correct. Legislation that will give parents the final word on treatment in substance abuse cases involving their children has been signed into law in Harrisburg. Act 47 of 2018 allows a parent or legal guardian to provide consent over the objection of a minor with respect to furnishing medical care or counseling related to diagnosis or treatment of substance abuse. It also seeks to protect the patient's rights in that anyone providing medical care may only share information with the parents that would reduce the threat of harm to the minor. The new law takes effect in late August.
Representative McKenzie, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your State Representative, Ryan McKenzie.